You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Wake Up Tucson, BBG.
Sean McCluskey.
Captain Chaos. We've talked about this before.
I thought I was Major Mayhem. I thought I got promoted. Why am I going to be Colonel Cluster?
Colonel,
I mean, come on.
Colonel Chaos, right? I mean, Colonel's
got to talk to the boss.
Captain, unless you're in the Navy, then Captain and Colonel, but yeah. Let's not get into that.
No, we're not in the Navy. I was in the Air Force. We got to keep it straight.
So I...
Dun, dun, dun! I am Captain Chaos. And this is my faithful companion, Kato. Say hello, Kato.
I was hoping you weren't going to say hello.
Am I Kato? Am I Kato this morning? BBG Kato.
Funny.
So I was thinking about the little misadventures misspent youth on campus last night.
Oh, like yesterday. Ozzy said, a little more love, less hate. I mean, come
on. So I got a question. When you were in the Air Force, did they make you go through the tear gas, gas thing?
Oh, yeah.
What was that like?
Coughing, puking, sneezing, can't see, can't breathe. It's a beautiful 5 minutes of your life that you never get back.
So why would anybody like want to put themselves through that?
Oh, these kids are idiots.
Well,
I mean,
okay.
Flat out.
We're done. Next topic.
I mean, it's just, you said, why would you put yourself through self-suffering of that nature is beyond me. I mean, we were basically forced. You people are, right. Those people are out there sitting, I can't say you people because you're not included, thankfully. Those people are out there sitting there and they're getting paintballed. They're getting rubber bullets, pepper sprayed. That sounds like a hell of a good time to me. Not.
I have a confession. If I didn't have a job, I would have driven down there to watch because I would have been down the street from my house. So
I would have been the observer. Yeah, because yeah. That's like I could better than pay-per-view.
Did you see the star this morning?
I did not. I don't. Sorry, I don't get the star.
They had a photo, whatever they call it, where it's just like photos of the protest.
Okay.
And one of them was these guys, I guess, were standing across the street on the sidewalk on Parker Avenue. And one guy's got like a box of pizza and he's eating his, you know, they're just watching the show.
The entertainment,
right?
Yeah.
It's cheaper than pay-per-view, I guess.
Interestingly enough, four people were arrested. One U of A professor. Now, that person should lose his job. Yes, sir. Matt just about came out of his chair. That person should lose their job and all their benefits instantly. There was one student and two non-students of the four people arrested. Now, if you're not familiar with the situation of Rockin' Robbins this morning, maybe it was last night, I don't know which, but he had to give the call two nights ago to TPD to say, okay, go ahead and start enforcing the laws. You're going to arrest him now. What the bleep are we waiting for this guy who can't even run a university the right way and fiscally responsible? Why are we waiting for him to give the call? It is black and white. It is a law. You broke the law. You should go to jail. They should have arrested everybody, not just four people. Now, furthermore, if you haven't heard yet, Rockin' Robbins came out last night and said that any canopy, any tent, any gathering, anything that's non-permitted will be dealt with the utmost, fullest authority. Yeah. They're going to just swoosh them off campus. Why wasn't that done 3 days ago? Why isn't that the norm? Come in with your BS crap, I'm going to kick you in the tail, and we're going to move on with life.
Because, Sean, this was...
Why are we so damn sensitive to people's needs that are stupid?
No, in fairness...
They're getting pepperballed, paintballed, rubber bulleted, and we're watching the show. This is
retarded.
How much did it cost
us?
How much did it cost us?
Well, let me...
Sorry, I get a little fired up. But the dollars of it's killing me.
More filthy pirate coffee, John.
Yeah, or Gatorade water, whatever.
It's not like he had the advantage of seeing... I mean, this is the first time this has happened anywhere in the country. It's not like he had
It's happened at 40 different campuses in the last 5 nights. Don't give me the first time.
That's right.
Come on. Oh, first time ever. What about Kansas back in the day?
I was being facetious, Sean.
I'm sorry. I always get a little excited over here.
Okay, you're back. You're now down to Corporal Chaos.
Man.
That was a bad... So, okay, but
I got what it cost us?
I tell you, this
How many cops had to go out there? Where'd they get them all? We had state police. We had everybody except for Air National Guard.
So I think that all that stuff, all the tents and everything across the country should be gathered up and donated to the local homeless shelter. I think the perpetrators who are charged should be made to clean up their own mess. That might teach a life's lesson. But I tell you what, this to give you a sense, I've got a list I picked up this morning before I came in. This is a request list from the UCLA protesters.
Ooh, did
they
you send out the three hours of just melee?
Yeah.
That was the best one.
They sent out a call.
YouTube clips are insane on that.
They sent out a call to their fan base or whatever. So they want airsoft goggles, knee and elbow pads, utility gloves, but without reinforced knuckles, which is important apparently, bright flashlights with strobes, rope, zip ties, skater helmets, shields, wood to construct barriers, non-steroid inhalers, gluten-free food, vegan food, Aquaphor skin ointment. Aquaphor skin ointment, not sunscreen. They want Aquaphor specifically. And then they say specifically no nuts, coffee, bagels, because I guess bagels it's are joke, racist, yeah. Bananas or packaged food. So, I mean, these kids are clearly on their game. They know what they want out of life. I gotta show some respect
to
that.
And they're going to lead the country one day. Yeah, with a list like that.
Oy vey.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be in jail first. But, I mean, honestly, the melee in UCLA was impressive. 3 hours, no cops.
You know what it to me is?
One side versus the other side. I was going to say left versus right, but, you know, it's not really that.
You guys are too young to remember this, but I was around for the, you know, 69, 70s. Well, I wasn't in the country yet, but, you know, there's an obvious distinction between what's happening with the college, quote unquote, college youth now and during the Vietnam War. And it is just, it seems clearly it's orchestrated, clearly it's funded. And I can't help but think that this is scripted, and it's sort of a build-up to another summer of looting and to, you know, culminate in the Democrat convention in Chicago. I mean, if I was Chicago right now, I'd be bringing in National Guard, reservists, whatever. I mean, you know.
Are you paying? I'm from Chicago, so we were going to go visit, and we were going to go in June. We're thinking about it, and it's interesting the build-up in the communities in Chicago, their leaders are being outspoken. And they're telling the Democrats, you don't support us anymore. They're openly inviting Trump to come to Chicago by the community leaders. They're saying, we're not getting any support from our people here. We're not getting any support from the guy in the presidency. I can't even say his name. I want to throw up. They're not getting any support from him. They're not you're giving illegals $2,700 a month. What are you giving me? And that's what they're asking, and they're not getting anything. And they're like, well, maybe Donald Trump needs to get our vote because you don't support us. You haven't supported us in a long time. And it's clear now because you get the border open, you're shipping them into Chicago. They're taking our jobs. They're taking our food. They're taking our welfare.
So riddle me this. That money in Chicago, is that coming out of the local budget or the federal budget, or nobody knows? It's just appearing.
Don't know, but you know that when the community leaders are upset, you know, gas is at $4 a gallon, a gallon of milk's at $4 a gallon, and you're giving illegals home free room board, and they're living in the penthouse, and I'm living in the poorhouse. That translates to the American mother.
I share with you, I stopped for some coffee on the way in today at a local convenience store, and there's the fellow in line in front of me.
Talk about a backfire. Watch this.
Had cowboy boots on. I mean, was an older guy, I would guess, early 60s, you know, just from telling his face and his hands, he was a working guy. He had a truck out there, and he wanted to buy cigarettes and gas, and he wanted like $20 in gas and a pack of cigarettes. Well, the clerk rings it up, and this guy reaches into his pocket, and it's like out of a movie. He pulls out this what cash he had, and he's like, let's make it $6 in gas. And I'm thinking, I mean,
you're hoping tomorrow's payday for him.
Yeah, I mean, just in fact, there's a study out. You would know this; you're in the business, maybe. But apparently, Zillow did a study now, and they had someone on talking about her new book. It's the $100,000 middle class, and apparently, this Zillow study said now that the average family looking to purchase a home nowadays in America is spending 66% of their income on their mortgage and childcare. Now, what's the magic number the mortgage companies look like? No more than 28%?
It can't be 45% is your max DTI,
okay,
your maximum debt to income. Sometimes you can get an exception with FHA or VA. You can go up to 52. So child care is one of those things that doesn't show up on your credit report. So it could very well be true. I mean, you know, people are driving around in a $3,000 a month house payment, a $1,000 car, and their child care is anywhere from $1,200 a month to $2,000 a month, depending on how many kids they have.
Ouch. Ouch. Yeah.
Well. Oh, the child care is ridiculous. Ashley and I looked at putting Mac into, it's called the Learning Center, and it prepares them for, it's like the pre-Lehman to Lehman, right? And it's $1,200 a month for half a day, 3 days a week.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
Wow.
But, you know, what do for your kids? You do everything you can. So you give them the best chance and best edge in life that you possibly can.
kids nowadays. For us, childcare was go out and play.
And they teach like life skills, like being polite, you know, putting things back where they belong, and all those fun things.
Not getting pepper balled.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, the simple things in life, avoiding rubber bullets is one of them.
Hey, folks, Betsy gave us a call. Betsy, hang on. We'll get to you after the break. That's called, let me get this straight, Matt. It's called Talk Radio for a Reason. Yay, I nailed it. Give us a call, 790-2040. BBG, Sean McCluskey, sitting in this morning. Coming up, we've got Congressman David Swikert. We've got John Ward, who's come in and talk about the cost of building. And then we've got a cool interview with the folks from Lead Guitar. Stick around. Wake up, Tucson. Ben Bueller Garcia, Sean McCluskey. What, Matt, I'm looking at the screen here. That says American Warrior Playlist. Is there something I should have been informed
about
this?
Chris DeSimone put together. We have a veteran, and we have the host of American Warrior Radio, Ben Bueller Garcia. So, Sean, thank you for your service. Ben, and you, we have you're the host of American Warrior Radio. So, Chris, in honor of the occasion of the confluence of Sean and Ben today, wanted to have an American Warrior playlist.
If the theme from Top Gun is in there, I am walking out.
Okay, I will make
Top
sure.
Top Gun 1 or 2?
1.
Okay, you know what's on there.
I don't even know.
You're going to hear the intro. It's going to be dun, 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 dun.
Actually, you know, that was one of the things when I was assigned to syndication, that was one of the first things they told me is, okay, here's a link to an archive of it's like 300,000 songs in there, but it's all I'm not going to get sued for using it.
Gotcha.
You know, 'cause
they're
really
approved.
Yeah, they're really paranoid about that. It's I can't remember what the word for it is now, but I can't. So there's like things
lawsuit. It's called lawsuit. They don't like that.
That kind of sounds like the theme from Top Gun, but it's not. You know, it's not licensed, and we can do that. So that's one of the learning curves of putting on the big boy pants.
But so you use the backup band and not the real band.
Something like that. Yeah. And actually, there's some really cool stuff in there. There's some nights I go in there and just explore. Like, I don't need it for background music, for ads, or bumper music, but it's just sort of fun. Because a lot of it is just strictly instrumental. And they have, you know, weird names like, I don't know, Flight of the Bumblebee on steroids or whatever. But it's fun. Okay, nobody cares about that. I know something that Betsy cares about. Betsy cares about the 1984 RNC presidential convention.
Betsy. Yes. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Well, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you. And listening to you reminisce about songs and whatnot, well, guess what I did last night?
Made your playlist.
I went to the Gaslight Theater.
Oh.
To see Angels or Harley's Angels instead of Charlie's Angels. It was Harley's Angels. Mm-hmm. It was really, really good. Remember the show?
I know Charlie's Angels, but not.
We're gonna get some coffee into these guys, yeah. Betsy.
No,
it's okay.
Because there's been a couple iterations of that, Betsy. There was the show, and actually, as I recall,
I know
they changed out a couple of the angels somewhere mm-hmm. in there. It was Farrah Fawcett and another blonde lady and a brunette. But then one of them, I don't know what it was, a contract issue or something, but they replaced one of them somewhere mid-season, as I recall, or.
Cheryl Ladd came in. And then did you know that the Gaslight Theater has Monday night family concert series? And so this coming Monday, in honor of all the country music that Matt's been playing, it's the All-American Girls Women in Country Music concert, 6 o'clock.
Outstanding.
So, there you go.
Come out and see some local talent.
I know. So I was calling with regards to conventions, and you were talking about Chicago, and I was fortunate enough to go to the 1984 convention with mom and dad, and that was in Dallas. So I was a page. My mom was a delegate. Dad was an alternate. And it was just, you know, the 1980s were, we'll never have it again. There'll never be another Ronald Reagan. There'll never be another convention in Dallas. And that was only 40 years ago. I mean, how did we get here when we were there? I don't understand that, but I have tremendous hope that we will get through this and we'll learn a lot from it. And perhaps the young people will finally have some pain in their life so that they can understand and appreciate and be a little bit more grateful for the things that they have in America. But we just have to stay optimistic and continue to fight the fight and do what you guys do. You both have run for office, and I thank you for that. And I think that you guys should give it a whirl again.
Oh, you're on your damn mind.
Actually,
I have a wife and two kids.
If you stick around, Betsy, later in the show, I'm going to talk about an opportunity for just that coming up.
I love you to death, but no.
Well, we know people. We know people who would be really, really good in office, especially here in Tucson, and they know who they are, and I just think that it would be a tremendous opportunity to have the right people run for office. So
I'm glad I live in Marana now.
I'm still waiting to see Betsy and Sean, Matt, whether the pay raises will in the next round of regular, which is 2025.
This is in my
races.
We're going to talk about this in a minute. Yeah,
see if it bumps it up a little bit. That'll be intriguing.
See if the talent level increases.
Yeah, but you guys, they shouldn't be running for office for the money. They do it because they're here to serve.
Well, now in fairness, Betsy, I'm self-employed. I've been self-employed for 40 years now. If I'm not billing my time, I'm not earning. I'm not paying my mortgage. I'm not putting food on the table. So that was a real practical consideration when I ran for office both those times. Like, okay, I need to build, either get on retainer or do something for my quote unquote day job so that I can actually afford to serve. But yeah, you're right. That's not what principally motivated me, but it was a consideration, a practical consideration.
Well, and I just heard an interview on the radio earlier today about the value of time and how millennials, you know, they see every hour worth like $300 some an hour. It's like, and millennials are already thinking about the value of their time, and good for them. But there's a tremendous value for the volunteer. If that being said, then look at the value of time that we give in the volunteer work that we do. On the boards of alumni chapters, on the boards of museums, on the chairing organizations like, you know, the Rotary Club. I mean, put a value there, and then look at them and say, and we did this pro bono, because that's what we do in America. So,
and that's what you need to do in your community. So, yeah, Betsy, thanks for calling Wake Up Tucson. Really appreciate it. That
great
folks,
points.
If you'd like to comment or give a brief editorial like Betsy, give us a call, 790-2040, BBG, Sean McCluskey, sitting in for Christy Simone. And I want to apologize to Chris. That was a sweet thing he did doing an American Warrior radio playlist. He didn't have to do that, so.
He is a sensitive big guy.
I withdraw my.
So American Warrior airs every Saturday right here on 1030 The Voice. It originates from here, and it's nationally syndicated now. And who are you going to be talking with this week, Ben?
So actually, this is very cool. If anyone has, and I don't know who has not seen the iconic movie Full Metal Jacket, but we've got Rafterman from Full Metal Jacket. His real name is Kevin Major Hauer. He's a Canadian actor. He played that role, and he had a very interesting experience. He was invited out to 29 Palms, which is the Marine base there in California, and because of his role as Rafterman in that movie, and he saw a particular memorial for a Marine who jumped on a hand grenade and to save his comrades. And so Rafterman goes home and he's like, you know, I need to think of the people that have given their lives to protect my freedom. And he could not think of a single one. So he started getting on the internet. Long story short is he started a foundation called Fueled by the Fallen. And he had two race cars he owned. He wrapped them and listed the name of every Marine killed in the global war on terror. Well, then he said, okay, that's great. You need to have an army car. So he did an army car, did an Air Force car, did a Navy car. And then he's got 12 cars that actually honor the names of everybody killed in the 9/11 attacks. And so he drives these cars around the country to raise awareness of the sacrifice and stuff. So it's really, really, really cool story. So anyway, he's coming up this Saturday at noon on American Warrior Radio. Thanks, Matt.
Well, that's fantastic. And tying this all back to the protests, it's forgotten because it was kind of underreported, but you know, we're talking about Gaza protests or Palestinian pro-Palestinian protesters on campus this week and last week or whatever. In November, a statue on the U of A in front of Old Main at the U of A, not a statue, a fountain, was vandalized by these pro-Palestinian protesters. And that fountain was to honor 13 University of Arizona students who were killed in battle in World War I. Underreported. So these kids, these selfish kids that are clueless about a lot of things in life because they're so young, they vandalized a memorial to fallen soldiers, which your guest will be talking about, trying to memorialize them going forward.
Well, that's the reason we do what we do is to try and educate these folks. And that's what coming back to Betsy's comment, what do? We need to start teaching history again, for goodness sakes. I mean, so anyway,
They don't teach it, it's forgotten.
Yeah. BBG, Sean McCluskey sitting in for Christy Simone. Matt behind the glass. Give us a call, 790-2040.
All right. We're back. We're live. It's Sean and Ben's show this morning. Sitting in for Christy Simone. He's the ever vacationing. 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. If you want to get on the conversation, give us a quick call, 520-790-2040. Ben, I got a question for you, and it's a little, I'm going to split hairs.
I did not know there was going to be a quiz.
Well, it's, you know, Matt, join in. You get bonus points over there behind the glass. So we had the idiots at U of A do their little thing with the rubber bullets and the pepper ball sprays and all the cops out there that we wasted money on. And then somebody went and paid in the A Mountain. They painted the A, the color of terrorism, if you will, the Hamas colors, which they said there's no suspects and there's nobody in custody, which means that it's an illegal act, correct?
Said police are investigating, and if you have any information, you should call 88 Crime. So that to me, that
indicates a crime
being,
was committed.
It's being viewed as a crime.
And
police are investigating it.
Okay, so yes, I drove by it three times yesterday, maybe four times, going through my travels up and back and forth. And about midday yesterday afternoon, about 2:30, 3 o'clock, I'm coming back from the south side, and I'm driving by, and I look over, and lo and behold, the A is already melting into being white. Now, they said an unnamed, unspoken individual did that.
Right.
Again, are they searching for that person? Because would that not be the same illegal crime, whether you paint it Hamas colors or you paint it white? You did not have permission, so therefore you both committed a crime. Am I wrong? Wow, we got the crickets. Holy crap, that was good.
I can find the crickets if you like.
That was good.
I think this
is both speechless.
I don't know.
I think this would fall into the category of stealing a loaf of bread because your family's starving.
But I get it. But I'm just saying, is it not? It was an illegal act committed the second time.
So if I was the attorney in that case for the second individual, I would use the precedence that it's historically always been the U of A students who would traditionally go up there and whitewash the A at homecoming. And in fact, I'm pretty sure it was U of A students that put the A up there in the first place. So,
A Mountain. It's owned by the city.
It is owned by the city. True.
The road's maintained by the city. They open and close it as they feel necessary. The city obviously didn't do squat about it. I mean, they would have sat on their hands forever. So some, in my opinion, heroic individual went up there, broke the law, and did the right thing. So morally, he's correct in my eyes.
I tell you, when you talk,
and that's where he gets off. As I give him as the moral police, so, you know, you're a good guy. You did the right thing. You took away the sign of Satan, basically, in my opinion, and you got rid of the terrorism. Good for him. He committed a crime.
When you talk about lack of knowledge
or
of history, insensitivity. When those folks pulled down the U.S. flag in New York and raised the Hamas or the Palestinian flag, I guess it was technically. Boy, you talk about. I mean. If no one gets the idea of a U.S. flag coming down in the city of New York, the site of the 9/11 attacks, you have got a lot to learn, man. And I tell you, I don't know if you saw the article. There was a couple of, a fraternity there at one of the campuses that went out and actually protected the U.S. flag.
Yeah.
They're trying to take it down.
Alpha Epsilon.
UNC, I think.
Yeah, it was, and it was Phi Epsilon Alpha or one of those two. They went out and they were getting pelted by water bottles. They were standing there. They were like, you're not taking the flag down. It was cool to see the amount of support they got from that. I don't know if you've followed that story at all, but there is a billionaire that gave them $10,000 to throw a party.
Well, now, it's up to like 79 grand now.
No,
they're going to have a hell of a party.
$300,000 right now, as before the show. And it's to throw a rager party to basically silence the protesters. They're going to do an outdoor party, and they're going to throw a banger, which is cool. Now, the kid that did the wake-up call at 4 a.m. and played Good Morning Vietnam and had both flags and said, wake up, commies, let's go. And it was on the loudspeakers. That was cool as heck, too. And then I'm not a big fan of ASU, but I'll give the fraternity guys up at ASU some love because they went out the other night. The cops wouldn't do anything. The cops stood there and watched as the fraternity boys picked up all their crap and threw it in the dumpsters, and the cops stood there and stood by. There was no violence. They just took all their crap and said, we're tired of you chanting, get off our campus, and they threw their crap away. That was cool.
So maybe there is a silver lining to this. maybe it is encouraging.
There's still American males that have a little bit of
people to, yeah,
you know, step up. Red, white, and blue running through their veins.
That's good news. I feel better about
that. And to your point, Sean, so you asked if I wanted to chime in. So there you go. Look at what a judge unilaterally tossed an assault charge, aggravated assault against one of these students at U of A, or whatever. I don't know if she was a student or not. One of the people arrested in the riot over there the other night, some 20-year-old, police charged her with aggravated assault, or the police pressed charges of aggravated assault, and a judge threw it out. So your guy that's repainting the A white, I would hope a judge would similarly look at that, because he says, well, there was, the judge says, oh, there wasn't enough evidence, there wasn't probable cause to arrest her on that charge. Okay, fine, we can argue that point later. The police spoke out very forcefully against the judge doing that,
as they should.
Yes, as they should.
Now we need that judge's name so we can outvote him.
So what I will say is, what judge would allow a charge to go through if somebody repainted the A white?
Well, that judge would. He'd go against
maybe
the guy.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, did you see that one of the campuses across the country, the lady was she hosted the protest. She's the one who sponsored the protest, put it all out. She's going to graduate in 3 days. Guess what?
Not.
She got suspended. She's not eligible to graduate.
Uh-uh.
The university stood up. I was like, hey, now there you're talking. Now that's what I'm talking about right there. That's what Robin should have been doing 3 days ago.
And maybe that'll wake some of these parents up. But, I've paid whatever, $100,000 for you to get $300,000
for bachelor's
degree
education, and they crap all over
it.
You.
Yeah. Of course, that will probably be overturned on appeal. He will just graduate next semester, or be granted the diploma next semester.
But the fact that they take away the ceremony and all that, you worked 4 years, 6 years, whatever it took you to get there, good for the college. That's what I have to say on that one.
I don't know. My U of A graduation ceremony itself was kind of a letdown.
But she doesn't know that. You know, she's never experienced it.
Yeah.
So
just mail me the diploma.
You've taken away something she'll never get to experience.
Actually, I never got I did graduate. I achieved a degree, but I never received my diploma because, obviously when you've got however many people, your diploma is not actually in the thing they give you. It's basically just, a prop.
Piece of paper.
But it turns out I still had a parking ticket from my time at the U of A, and until I paid that ticket, they would not give me my diploma. So I just
never paid the ticket,
never got a diploma. So, oh well, it would have ended up in a box in the basement anyway. Who cares?
It's a piece of paper.
It is a piece of paper. Yeah, that's okay.
Is it useful today? Is your diploma useful today
for what I do?
Yes,
yes, absolutely. Because I was a public administration major, criminal justice pope, so I still use that now. Don't ask me to sit down and do math. I know. I joke because one of my wife's friends went down to apply for a job, and they had this qualifying test, and part of it was math. And she's like, "I haven't done math in 40 years. What do you want me to tell you? I'm not a dummy, but come on. I don't know how to x equal y anymore."
Yeah, that's not something you're using every day.
Not really.
No.
So.
Well,
okay.
Only when you go to the grocery store, you got to figure out how to buy which milk to buy, which bread to buy, because something's on sale and there's a coupon somewhere, and you're looking for the coupon.
Learn to calculate percentage increases lately. Yes. Yes.
I tell you what, Dave Ramsey's still on here, right? So Lauren,
yes,
I
sir.
Use, he's got a free program called Every Dollar. It's a budgeting app on your computer. So we've been using that for years. And just tracking what our grocery costs per month have happened to them, it's monstrous.
They're saying the average American family is spending something, what is it, like $900 extra a month? It's $11,000 a year. Your increase in your grocery bill.
Mm-hmm.
Family of four, that's a lot.
Yeah.
If you got two teenage boys, I have a 2-year-old. He's not 2 yet, but man, this kid eats more than me.
Wait till that kid becomes a teenager.
He doesn't stop eating. It's all we do is feed him. He wakes up, he eats. I've never bought so much milk in my life. And thank God it's not formula anymore, because formula is $30 a canister. Milk's only like $3-4. It's cheap in comparison. But we drink a lot of. He drinks a lot of milk. He eats these fruit things that aren't cheap. He just walks into the pantry, opens the door, and pulls out the box and walks over to you and say, "Give me one." You got to open it for him. If you're eating anything, you're paying a tax to that kid. He's coming by, and he's like, hey, give me some. It's like a baby bird. So you're feeding him. But he's always eating. So I could only imagine him being 13 or 14. He's not going to be small. He's 33 inches tall. Mom's only 59, so do the math. He's not two yet. He's half her size and a quarter of her weight.
You know what? If I were you, I'd buy him a football, like today.
He's got a basketball, soccer, volleyball, football.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll get him into lacrosse. Who knows?
That's your retirement right there, baby.
Oh, no. Sell the company. That's retirement.
Oh.
Gotta love, that's the whole beautiful prospect of owning a company. Eventually, one day, you get to get rid of it.
You know, that you talk about, you guys aren't there yet, but eventually you get to an age where you start to look back and say, oh, you know, kids nowadays, I'm at that point. But the numbers, and again, this author I was talking to you about now, the average for a family of four now, to be able to raise a family of four now, the average required income is $100,000 a year. I mean, you know, and what's the median income in Tucson?
For 46, I think it went up.
So, I mean, double that. And it's just not, granted, this is nationwide and it includes San Francisco and some
New York
other places,
and whatnot, but
holy cow, $100,000. It's inconceivable. I think about what my parents earned.
Well, they're saying the average income of Tucson to buy a house right now is like, I think, 80 or 96,000 you need. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can't afford it.
Well,
and that's not having any bills.
And we'll be talking about the whys of that coming up here with John Ward, who's a specialist coming in. Because in my day job, I've been interacting quite a bit with the city and the county and the other jurisdictions. And, you know, Sean, you've got this. One of these things is not like the other situation where they're all pounding the podium saying, we need more housing affordability, we need more housing affordability. And then the next meeting,
hey, we got to raise impact fees.
Right. Or here's this regulation, here's that regulation. And pretty soon it's just like, look, guys, you need to make up your mind. Yeah. Whether you want roofs over people's heads or you want to save the
electric chargers in your carports. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the electric charger carport thing was fun.
Well, we'll come back more of that at 7:30 with John Ward. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Bueller Garcia, Sean McCluskey sitting in for Christy Simone, Matt behind the glass. We've got a really cool American Warrior Radio playlist for you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Wake up Tucson, Ben Bueller Garcia, Sean McCluskey, Matt behind the glass. Lee Greenwood's been on American Warrior Radio. Yeah, that was an easy get.
Roger Staubach. Gary Sinise.
Rafterman. Don't forget Rafterman.
Rafterman coming up.
Have you seen Full Metal Jacket? Sean, have you seen Full Metal Jacket?
Yes, I've seen it a couple times.
You have not seen it, Matt? It's, you need to do that. It's definitely one of the iconic Vietnam War movies. Not easy to watch, necessarily, but it's good stuff. Anyway, back to Wake Up Tucson. Folks, give us a call, 790-2040. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we've got Congressman David Swiker joining us at 7:30. We'll be talking about housing affordability and basically how the sausage is made. You need to hear some of these things. The city council, the board of supervisors need to hear some of these things. There was a study released by the National Home Builders Association, the National Multifamily Housing Association. On average across the country, 40 to 43% of building new housing, almost half, is nothing but government fees and regulation. It's not labor, it's not lumber, it's not concrete, it's rules. And, you know, in a housing affordability crisis, in my day job, it makes my head explode where you've got elected saying, we need to fix this problem, we have a housing affordability crisis, we need more housing. And then on the other hand, they vote in all these rules and regulations that make it more expensive to build. It's just, as you talk about basic X equals Y math, it doesn't calculate.
Well, you can't raise your taxes, and you're the dirty, greedy home builder, so we just stick it to you. That's the mantra of the city council.
I saw another article was shared with me about how the profit margins for apartments are really going down because their costs are going up, their labor costs are going up, their regulatory costs are going up, insurance. Don't even get me started on insurance. There's national insurers right now, Sean, that are either pulling out or putting more extreme costs on apartments that are installing EV chargers because of the fire risk.
Well, yeah, but wasn't there a big push there? Was that by Pima County or was that by
City of Tucson.
City of Tucson wanted to mandate that you had so many electric vehicle chargers per units that you put in?
Not WANA, they did.
Oh, hell.
And that, in your average... Now, don't quote me exactly on this figure, but I've had some builders tell me that in your average 200-unit garden-style complex, that alone adds another $5,000 per door.
Per unit.
yeah. per unit to the cost. And well, I mean, at some point, people just say, well, we're not going to build there anymore.
Well, it's not you're going to build anymore because they're going to always build.
And, but not in the city limits. They're going to build in Marana or Pima County or, I mean...
They'll build different things in the city of Tucson.
So if you look at the and now you're going to get me started. If you look at the trends report right now within the city limits, if it's not the student dorm housing stuff that's going up around U of A, if it's not publicly subsidized affordable housing, if you're talking, and if it's not the, you know, places downtown where they can get, you know, whatever, $300 per square foot, which most Tucsonans can't afford, there is maybe one. Excuse me, maybe one project in the pipeline.
But come up to Marana. Marana, we've got 15 different apartment complexes going up. Oral Valley's got a dozen going up.
I'm not saying building's not happening in Southern Arizona.
They're building an apartment complex out in Vail.
Yay!
Like, somewhere where you would never think they would... I drove by it the other day, and I'm like, it's not a warehouse. It's actual apartments.
Random access. Vail. Random access brain here. I'm going to ask the Wakey's help here. So I do these briefings out at the base for new arrivals twice a month. Kind of a Chamber of Commerce, welcome to Tucson thing. And I had a...
Where do you tell them to live? Well, got them again. That's twice, crickets.
Yeah, no. hey, come into my neighborhood. We could use you. But bring your guns. There was one airman, a senior enlisted, who came. I said, well, I live in Vail. What do you recommend as far as restaurants and things to do in Vail? And that was a crickets moment. It's like,
Arigiano's is out there. They're really good. And then after that, you're coming into Tucson. You're going to go to Houghton.
Yeah, that's what I told her. Go to Houghton and Broadway. Yeah. You'll find some stuff. But the other question was, okay, we get it that it gets really hot in Tucson in the summer. So what are things that you can do in the summer in Tucson that are enjoyable where you're not going to bake your feet? So that's my challenge to the Wakeys today. What is your favorite summertime thing to do in Tucson? One of Laura and my's favorite is the Main Gate Square there right off the Riot Gate. I'm sorry, the Main Gate to campus. That's one of the highest concentrations of restaurants and bars and stuff in Tucson. And they just started up every other Friday. They've got free live entertainment, live music there in the courtyard by Hotel Geronimo. And, you know, the students are out of town, so you don't have no waiting for a table. So we love to go down there and just eat and shop and listen to some free music. And that's one of our favorite summer things. Staycations, also very cool. I mean, you got all these resorts that significantly reduce their prices. And you just get away for a weekend and not go very far. So those are two of mine.
Yeah. Well, got to go to the movies because it's cold. The movie theater is always the coldest spot in Tucson, especially when it's 115 degrees for, you know, 12 days in a year.
Is that all?
Swimming pools.
Swimming pools, if you have one.
Public pools. You got splash pads and that kind of thing.
I don't...
You got an aversion to pee in the pool?
No.
Is that what we're going with now, or what?
When we came to the States... I mean, in Mexico, you had a creek or a pond. That's, you know, that's what
your splash pad was, your hose.
Well, that's what I'm getting.
Your mom holding it, your abuela.
We would, when I lived in Superior outside of Phoenix, you know, summers get pretty hot up there too, but there was a community pool and that's where everybody was. I mean, you're just there to cool off. So I just don't know that a splash pad would satisfy me if I was a young BBG nowadays. I know it's better for, you know, water conservation and whatnot, but it's not the same as jumping in the deep end.
This is true. That's why I've got a pool in the backyard. The kids can jump in.
I'll be over about 2 o'clock today.
So Sean, check this out. This is super cool. Costco. Costco has a, remember when we were kids, we had to slip inside?
And oh, yeah.
It was like, what, 30, 40 yards long?
Maybe not that long.
So, no. Now they've got a 30
It seemed like 30 feet, yards at
30
the time.
Yard,
I'll grant you that.
30 yard long.
Okay.
Inflatable. It's got walls. And it comes with a little air blower, a little air mover, and it blows up the sides of it. And then you put your hose up to it, and it runs the water all the way down. I'm going to run that into the pool.
What could possibly go wrong? See, this is what you do when you put a guy in charge of entertainment activities. This is great.
It's funny because I showed all my guy friends, and they're like, ooh, when are we setting this up?
Do you guys remember lawn darts?
Oh, yeah.
Or is that before your time?
Darts.
Well,
you can have it in the house, out the window, and down, you know.
Right into the deep end. What could go wrong, like you said?
Again, what could possibly go wrong?
Ah, yes. The days before bike helmets and drinking out of the spigot and
right
all that stuff that reinforced
hose water is good.
Yeah.
Look, it didn't hurt any of us.
We had a nervous twitch, but whatever. Hey.
Didn't do nothing to us. We're normal.
Some folks might debate that, but yeah, we survived. It's okay. I shouldn't say that.
Easy. Don't get yourself in trouble.
I was going to say the statute of limitations hasn't quite run on some of the stuff I did as a kid, so we probably won't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Buehler-Garcia, Sean McCluskey sitting in for Chris. Matt joining us here today. Give us a call, 790-2040. We got a great show coming up for you. Want to stick around for it? We got, speaking of coloring between the lines, we got Congressman David Swikert coming up at 7 o'clock at 7:30. We got John Ward coming on. We're going to be talking about housing affordability and some of the stuff that actually goes into making the sausage and why people may not understand, but why it's getting more and more expensive on the front end. And then at 8 o'clock, I'm excited about this, Sean. Did you ever play an instrument or anything?
I played the trombone.
Okay, there you go. I played trumpet, Matt.
Sax and guitar.
Wow, we're a pretty talented crew here. We should get together and have a jam session.
Not happening.
Anyway, there's
long time ago.
There's a nonprofit founded in Tucson going nationwide called Lead Guitar. And what they do is they help young people develop guitar skills. And it's actually shown and it's proven it helps their schoolwork to be in a band or to play music and stuff. So that's pretty cool. We've got them coming up at 8 o'clock here on Wake Up Tucson. I do want to talk about, we've only got a couple minutes left here, but maybe just sort of lay this out there. I just sort of tease the idea of, are these raises for mayor and council, city of Tucson, going to actually bring not just a higher quality of candidate, but a broader group of candidates to the table?
Well, you saw a broader application apply for when Steve stepped down. You saw 8 or 9 of them people show up. They've got it down to 4. We'll talk about it. I mean, there's only one guy on that whole list that I really like. Their other 3 are basically community activists for the left. I mean, Nina Trasoff is on that list, and she's coming back for a second time. Is she coming back?
She dropped out.
She withdrew from the list.
She withdrew.
So now there's only 3.
So it's there's 4. The 4 finalists do not include Nina, who dropped off before.
No, it's Ulick, they made the Przelski,
Robago,
and Vince Robago,
and Powers Hanley, but she only goes by Powers now.
Correct. So I frankly,
did she drop
the
Hanley, or
I think that cake was already baked. I think they had Ulick in mind the whole time.
She's looking for the raise.
That's the horses come out.
Did we establish that she lives in Ward 6?
That's a great question.
That's always a little iffy.
That came up last time you were on, Sean.
Okay, BBG, Sean McCluskey sitting in, Matt behind the glass. Give us a call, 790-2040. Congressman David Swikert coming up next.